Welcome to the Bill Cartwright Show with our special guest, Mark Thompson. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you. And I'm excited to have this conversation.
Yeah, you know, we're always really happy to have alums on the show.
Love it.
And, you know, because you guys represent all the good stuff that happened at USF. Everybody has fond memories. But this is what I like to do. I like everybody to get to know you really, really quickly. Let's talk about this. Talk about where you grew up. And let's talk about mom and dad.
Ooh, that's a great start. So I grew up in Danville, California, in the East Bay area. So going to USF for me was local. Mom and dad got to come to every home game. My grandparents got to come to every home game. They sat on the floor, which was the thrill of their lifetime, which was obviously great for them, but great for me as well. And my mom's from Pacheco in the East Bay as well. So she's from the Bay Area. My father's from Orcas Island in Washington. So they met up, ended up moving down to the Bay Area, and here we are.
Now, you're kind of tall. Is your parents tall?
Yeah, so my dad's about 6'3", maybe 6'4", back in the day. You know, he's getting a little bit on the older side. But my mom's about 5'11", 6 foot. So my height's definitely coming from my mom's side, that's for sure. So, yeah, they're definitely on the taller side.
Any siblings in there?
Yeah, I have one older brother, and he's 6'5". So we're all in the taller category, that's for sure.
Now, any sports for him growing up?
You know, he played volleyball. My grandfather was big on like trying to get us into basketball out the chutes. And for my brother, it wasn't as much for him. It was more of like, all right, this is being forced on me. This is not what I want to do. But for me, since I was in my crib, it was like basketball all the way. I played some other sports. I played baseball, soccer growing up, you know, just like most kids play most sports, football, that good stuff. But for him, yeah, he played volleyball in high school, and that was it for him. But for me, it was always basketball all the way.
Talk about what kind of kid were you in high school? Were you a sports kid? Were you an academic kid? What were you thinking?
I was definitely the sports kid. I was definitely, however way I could play any sport, I would do it the best I could, whether it was, you know, playing with my friends after school or practicing or whatever it was. I was, a true California kid. I was skating on my skateboard down to the park to go play 5-on-5, or I was rollerblade. I was doing it all, man. I was on the bike. I was doing everything. You know, for me, sports was always the center of my life. And it was everything to me. So playing basketball growing up, baseball growing up, I was just always doing something. I was always on the move. So that was kind of my, you know, upbringing in sports.
So when you're playing basketball, did you have a coach or a player that kind of mentored you or gave you a direction to go?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, and we've talked a few times before, you know, having Rex Walters as the coach at USF when I was there, you know, he taught me a lot about the game, you know, that coming from high school, a lot of high schoolers think they know what they're talking about and they know what they're doing. But once you get to that next level, you don't understand that there's so much more to the game than you realize. Where it's,
well, let's talk about high school though, because
okay, high school,
you were
high school
players. So how did that happen?
Yeah. So high school, you know, my coach was John Rayner, longtime coach, coached a lot of guys, coached Mark Madsen when he went to my high school as well. A guy like Omar Samhan, who was a few years before me and ended up being my agent of all things, which was crazy. But he was a great piece in just developing me as a player, as far as just learning the game, learning the fundamentals in the game, and kind of giving my game a base, because I was very much a player of, I want to kind of be wild and jump and dunk and do all this fun stuff. But he was very much the one that kind of gave me a base as a player of being fundamentally sound and just learning that from an early age.
So now you've graduated from high school. So what are you thinking? We know you ended up at USF. So how did that happen?
Yeah. So,
and what other schools were curious about you?
Yeah. So I wasn't too highly recruited out of high school. You know, I was the same height I am now and like a buck 70 soaking wet. So for me, the coaches weren't too high on my physical appearance. But out of high school, it was like San Jose State, a lot of local schools like San Jose State, Northern Colorado was in there. USF came in late, and then I had UC Irvine in the WAC. So it was kind of quiet. And then after my summer of my junior, after junior, my summer, we go into the fall, and that's when USF came calling and was like, "Hey, we'd love to see you do this and this and come to our camps and all this stuff." So once I got the chance to do that, I kind of knew that's where I wanted to go. And, yeah, it was wild because I was sitting there like I had just had a great summer. I thought I was going to get a little bit more interest and nothing really came. And I was like, okay, I'll just wait until fall and see what happens and play a little bit more with my AU team and see if I can get more interest. And Rex came calling and all that. So, and he came to the school and we met a few times and, yeah, the rest was history on that.
Talk about some of the other guys who were on the team.
On my college team or my high school team?
College.
College team, yeah. So, it's funny because I redshirted my freshman year. And after my freshman year, most of our seniors had left and a lot of guys decided to transfer. And in our spring workouts, it was me, another former freshman and another former freshman walk on. And that was really our whole team in the spring. So when we had spring workouts, it was three of us. It was me, guy Gavin Hoffman, and the guy Chris Adams, who was one of my closer friends on the team. And, you know, we've been through some battles. You know, when you go through Division I basketball, you know, it's never going to be all highs. You know, it's always going to be, you know, peaks and valleys, and you kind of have to run with it. And a lot of the times you have to find guys that you can go through that war with. And Chris Adams was definitely a guy for me that I went through. He was a two guard, could shoot the crap out of it, shoot it really well. And we were both lefties. So we kind of got connected on that route and we had a good time on and off the court. And he was a guy that that made my experience much better at USF for sure.
So you redshirted your first year. Now, why is that? Was that injury or what happened?
So, you know, Bill, like I said, I was 170 pounds, 70, 75 pounds, soaking wet. We had guys my height, maybe an inch or, you know, taller or shorter, give or take. And they were in the 225, 235 range, maybe even more. Not saying I couldn't get around them because that was probably the easier way for me. But you know, Rex and I both kind of thought it'd be a good idea to just kind of get my feet wet in the college game, you know, build my body a little bit, get used to school. The school wasn't always my strong suit. So it was kind of nice to just be in the classroom, focus on my schoolwork and just getting used to the physicality of the college game at the Division I level. So it was nice that I got to do that and get that experience along with traveling with the team and, you know, not having the stresses of having to play and all this. So I could get the experience of, oh, I've been to this arena before. So next year when I go play, it's nothing new. So it was definitely a good experience to redshirt, kind of get my feet wet and be ready to go.
So let's talk about that next year. What was that like?
That next year, it was so much of the redshirt year was tough for me because going from playing so much to nothing in games is hard. And anyone who's redshirted understands that struggle of you're grinding every day and you're working hard to not play in the games. It's a tough thing to deal with, especially as a young kid. But for me, that next year to play, it was like I was on the back burner, just ready to go. And there was definitely a lot of learning curve with that, being my first time playing in college, but it was fun. I got to bring a lot of what I had developed the year before to that year and had that comfort a lot with my teammates as well to just come out and hit the ground running. And that year was fun. That year was a lot of fun.
So talk about the year after that.
Mm-hmm.
Because at what point in time you ended up did leaving?
I did. So when I had left after I had graduated. So I did the grad transfer rule, and I was, I guess, one of the first people to kind of do that, you know, that was kind of, I guess, known or whatever you want to call it. So before, like, obviously nowadays transferring is the most normal thing out there. But for me, it wasn't as normal. So I played that first year, and then I played two more years. And then after that third year is when I decided I was going to check out my options and see if I wanted to transfer. And it was interesting because I didn't think of that as much of an option early on. It was more of like, all right, you know, I'm learning a lot. I'm here. I'm trying to develop. And I did a lot. And credit that to my teammates and my coaching staff at USF. But for me, I had always wanted to play at a higher level. You know, we played at Gonzaga. We played at, you know, St. Mary's, teams like that. And it was just like, I want to be at that level consistently and get that experience and see what it's like. So I ended up leaving after my third year, after I graduated and did the grad transfer thing. And that was an experience in itself, for sure.
So, okay, before you leave, talk about, like, when I was in school, I was one of my professors I really liked, Dr. Alan Calvin. He was great when I was in school. Did you? And I'm still close to him. So did you have anybody like that, any professors that you really liked, that you got along with, that kind of helped you along the way?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, there wasn't really any professors in particular that stuck out for me. It was more of the academic support staff that would help me, that I was close to mostly. Just whether it was people in study hall or whatever that may be, just giving me that extra help. Cause I was a student that, you know, I just needed a little extra time on things, and it was nice to have that support where I could go there every day and have someone walk me through some things. And honestly, I would just say the academic support staff, they were fantastic. They were in my camp. And that's one of the more important things you need when you're trying to be successful, especially off the court. You know, you need people that can support you. And especially if you need that help, it's something that you should 100% take advantage of.
Okay, Mark. So now you're transferred. You're in the desert. You're in the desert. So yeah. What was that like?
Oh, you know, the transfer experience in itself was just insane. So I tell people all the time, you know, like I said here, you know, I wasn't heavily recruited out of high school. So to go from I announce I'm starting to transfer to all of a sudden my phone's being blown up by the whole Pac-12 was kind of like, oh, wow, this is a different experience. And coaches are calling me, and if I'm in class and I missed a call and I called them back, and they're like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, hey, just calling you back. And he's like, oh, that's odd, because, you know, no high school kids call you back. You know, it's just different from being recruited from 16, 17 years old to 22, 23, when you just, you know, you learn a few things, you learn a little bit more respect and treat people with respect. But for me, yeah, Tucson was phenomenal. It was definitely a different experience, but the one that I wanted. So for me to get that experience and have the opportunity to go play for Sean Miller at Arizona was fantastic. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. And it was wild, but a lot of the best times of my life, for sure.
So now you're graduating from school. What are you thinking? Are you thinking professional basketball or business, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, I think, you know, like we talked about, you know, starting as a kid, sports is always in my life. And I think I've always thought, you know, I want to go play professionally, whether if I have a shot to go play in the NBA or if it's playing overseas, I want to play professionally at some point. That's always been my life goal. So I graduate, finish up at Arizona, and, you know, do the whole thing, grab the agent, figure it out. But so it was funny. So before I got to Arizona that summer, I got there through the summer, worked out, and it was like nonstop all the way till the season ended. So I kind of got to the end of the season like, all right, kind of need to cool down and break because it's been nonstop for so many months. I need a quick break. So I kind of took a month or so to just kind of decompress, get away from the game a little bit, and then come back in the summer, work and work out before my first professional season. So it was kind of late for me. Again, you know, it's one of those things where I kind of hopped in late, like recruiting. Most guys will leave like early August to go overseas and play. And for me, I was like mid-August still waiting around. And I had one agent kind of bringing me some things that were just, you know, not worth it to me personally. And then I get into later August, and then I got a different offer from a team in Estonia, the country near Finland, and seemed like the right fit. I liked the Americans that were headed that way. So ended up signing in Estonia, and that was where my first professional stint was.
Well, talk about that. Talk about some of the differences of playing over there, because for one thing, you're in a different country, and now you've got a different coach, you got players, you got a different culture. Talk about that.
Yeah, for sure. I you know, it's funny because especially within basketball players, especially in college, you know, you say, oh, I'll just go play overseas. I'll go play overseas. And you talk about it so casually, right? But you don't understand, you know, it's a life move. You know, you're moving your whole life over there. You're mostly by yourself. I mean, you have other Americans there, which is fantastic, but you're mostly by yourself. That's the reality of it. So you really get tested on how much you love the game of basketball in a big way. You have to figure out, like, is this worth it to me? Because I'm here every day by myself. But if you love basketball enough, it's always worth it. But aside from that, yeah, the culture change. I had never personally been over to Europe until I went over there. So it was a little bit of that first week culture shock, like, uh-oh, do I really want to be here type of thing. But it was nice. In Estonia, most people speak English, which was fantastic. The coach was great. They made my transition to the European game and living in Europe very, very nice, very easy. But it was nice to just learn from the older guys on my team who had been there, been overseas for 6 to 10 years, and they knew the drill and they could kind of take me under their wing. So it was nice. But let me tell you, I'm from California, Bill, and Estonia is weather-wise is a far cry from California. So I was not used to snow and cleaning off the car. Oh no, it was no good for me. I was like, wherever I got to play well, because wherever I go next has to be warm, has to.
So how long were you in Estonia?
So I was in Estonia for that first season. So I was there for about 10, 11 months in a row. Yep. Yep. And it was a good experience at the end of the day. And, you know, a lot of the times guys coming out and playing their first year, you have to pay your dues a bit. You got to go to a place where you just kind of have to get in, play well, see where you can go next, and just kind of elevate your stock in a way.
So talk about that and talk about how your next step happened.
Yeah. So my favorite part about Estonia is we played in the VTB League, which is the top league in Russia. So we got to play against a lot of really, really good basketball teams where it was my style of play. For me, you know, I was never much of the one-on-one guy and, you know, go create my own thing and, you know, play one-on-one basketball like it is in America. For me, it was so much more of playing the team game, hitting the extra pass, making the right play. And in Europe, that's how basketball is. So for me, it was tailored to my game. So to play against a lot of top competition and succeed, that, you know, stood out to a lot of people to give me my next opportunity to where I was going to go next, which ended up being Israel, which is much warmer than Estonia. So I had to make sure I was making that move.
Well, so talk about Israel. I mean, obviously, we don't want to go there now, but.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the best. It wouldn't be the best right now. It wouldn't. But Israel was fantastic. Loved every minute of it. The people there were super warm, super welcoming. That, you know, they understand that, you know, you're over there away from your family, and they have the Shabbat, which, you know, a lot of things close down on Fridays and Saturdays. And every Friday, most families treat it like Thanksgiving dinner every Friday. So they'll invite you over and you'll have dinner and then you have some, you know, some wine after and stuff like that. So it was very nice to just kind of feel like it was home away from home. And you can every Friday go to a family's dinner and you feel like you're at home. And that was a big part of the positive experience I had in Israel as well. And yeah, it's fantastic over there. I love it.
About the team over there, the coach, was it a different style of Estonia? Was it similar?
It was different in that when I played in Estonia and we played in the VTB League in Russia, it was a lot more, as you can imagine, bigger guys, you know, stronger guys. You know, it was more physical of a league. And in Israel, it was more of like, you know, fast paced, you know, moving, cutting, quick moving, a lot of shooting. And that works well for my game as well. And that was the difference. I think the level in Israel was just a step above Estonia as far as, you know, talent level, skill level. But it was, yeah, the team was good. Coach was good. So I played in Israel for like 2.5 years because of COVID, of course. And the second year, I played for Brad Greenberg. And he's brothers of Seth Greenberg, who's on ESPN all the time. And I remember playing against his team my first year in Israel. And I had a pretty good game playing against them. I think I had whatever many points at halftime. I was doing well in the first half. And then he pulled me to the side, you know, in warmups to the second half. And he goes, "Hey, I should have listened to your agent and I should have signed you this year." And I was like, "Hey, well, if you want to make it happen next year, let's do it." So funnily enough, the second year he called me in the summer. He's like, "Hey, are you ready to do this?" I'm like, "Yeah, let's do it." So it was nice with Brad to have an American coach, which was great. So, you know, language is all good there. He understands. He's over there by himself as well. So he gets the whole thing. And he was fantastic. He was one of my favorite coaches I've ever had in my career, for sure.
So now how many years were you over there?
So I was over there for 3.5, almost 4. Yep.
So you're only 30 years. Is that right? You're 30 years old now?
I'm 30. Yep, I am.
You know, but that's still very, now I played until I was 36 years old. So
yeah.
What's your next step for yourself?
Yeah. So for me, you know, I would have kept playing. But I ended up hurting my back. I tried so many different things to rehab it, whether it was chiropractor or injections or yoga or other stretching. And I just couldn't get back to where I was as a player, because, you know, the stress it takes on your body to play at that level every single day and practice then the game and then the practice and then the weightlifting. And I just felt like I couldn't get back to enough of a level where I could do that every day and be successful, because a lot of guys, they can go over to a team overseas hurt and, you know, they don't really care. They want to get paid and that's what it is. But for me, I didn't want to go to a team knowing that I wouldn't be at my best and I couldn't give them my best. So for me, now I'm in that transition period of what's next after sports, what's next after basketball. And it's been a tough road to figure out what's next. But for me, I've recently come to realize that I definitely want to be around sports still. I definitely want to be around basketball still and help others develop their game. So I've been training a bit here and there and trying to get guys better. And that's kind of something I've found that's fulfilling for me, is to try to work on stuff with players and watch it kind of grow and watch them get better at it. And that's something that I truly enjoy. So I've been dabbling into the training space.
Yeah, I know that transition area is very tough. I was really motivated to business. I like restaurants. I like any kind of service industry.
Yeah.
Because I thought that I could really compete at a high level in just competition. So that's for me, that would be a really, besides being 30 years old, it's that would be a really fun space to figure out your next step. So Has anybody reached out to you, or you reached out to anybody, like your alums, maybe to give you some direction?
Yeah, so it's funny because, you know, Michael Plank is the head assistant at USF now, and he was on the support staff when I was at USF. So he was definitely one of my go-to guys that I talked to every day when I was at USF, and continuing on, you know, throughout my career, that just kind of someone to bounce ideas off of and talk to. And he's been, you know, I know he's been on your podcast as well, and I listened to that one, and I know he's had a heck of a journey in the basketball space. So he's always someone I like to talk to and get advice from. And he's someone I've been talking to a lot recently of, you know, what do you think I should do? And what ideas do you have? And I kind of bounce my ideas off of him. And so I've been up at the school recently, going to practice, talking to the guys, and just kind of being around the game. I think that's something I've missed in the last year, is just kind of being around basketball and being around high level guys that really understand the game. And that's been really, really nice to be around recently, for sure.
Well, Martin, I want to thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
Pretty super awesome. And hopefully you'll be around because we need, our young guys really need some advice about playing and what it takes to play and the commitment you have to play, make, mm-hmm. and the possibility of winning, which, at a high level, which is there. So thank you so much for being on.
Definitely. And I have one thing for you. So I'm a avid sports trading card collector, and I collect all types of sports cards, right? So I had to go into my boxes and see if I had one, and I had one of your first year cards in my collection. So I'm going to drop this off to you, because I know we're seeing each other today. So I'm going to drop it off to you as a gift, so you can have one of your first sports cards.
Awesome.
Awesome.
I will definitely appreciate that. You know,
love it. Awesome. That would be great.
You know, what's funny is that on that card, my number on that card is 25.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the only time in my life that I played for the Knicks, I wore 25.
Wow. Okay. That's awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill. I appreciate you.